As you close your eyes and focus on the breath, try to keep your thinking aimed at the breath. Now, the problem, of course, is there will be other thoughts coming into the mind. And sometimes we try to chase them away. But as John Lee says, it's like chasing your shadow. The more you chase it, the more it runs away from you, pulling you away from where you want to be. So just ignore the thoughts. They can go, but you don't have to go with them. Our problem is that we find our thoughts too interesting. Kind of like that little girl. There was a Swiss psychologist who studied child development, so he decided to keep a diary of his own daughter's development. And there was a stage in her life where if she went to the bathroom, she wouldn't let her mother flush the toilet until she made up a story about the little pieces of that were floating there in the water. So try to have that attitude towards your own thoughts, just little pieces floating in the water. Try to pull out from them, see that they're not quite as interesting as you thought. You got better work to do. I knew a writer one time who, when he'd written something, would read it aloud to himself with a sarcastic sing-song voice. And if you could keep up that sarcastic voice for quite a while into the piece, you knew the piece was garbage, you would throw it away. But if you couldn't maintain that attitude, then you had something valuable. And for the time being, any thought that doesn't have to do with the breath, approach it in a sarcastic way. Now you're thinking that again. There you go again. That way helps to pull you out. Because the fact that you're interested in your thoughts is what feeds them. It's like stray dogs coming around. If you feed them, they'll keep coming around. If you don't pay any attention to your thoughts, after a while they don't come around anymore. Just like dogs, if you stop feeding them, they'll come around and they'll whine and they'll complain. But after a while they see they can't get anything out of you, then they'll go. So try not to be interested in your thoughts. Be more interested in the breath. Because there's a lot going on here. It's not just in and out. There's all the different breath energies in the body and all the different ways you can play with them. To create a sense of well-being in the body right now, to alleviate any illnesses you might have that have to do with the breath energy, and to master a new skill, the skill of staying still and being satisfied with staying still. That's an important skill to master, because otherwise we're always trying to feed off of new things, new things, new things. And just because they're new doesn't mean they're better. You've got something good here already, so don't give in to that fear of missing out. Have a fear of missing out on the present moment. Because there's a lot going on here, a lot you need to understand, and a lot you can change to make this even better and more interesting place to be.